green light for 5 new research projects. PSPA funds 5 new research studies to improve the lives of people living with PSP and CBD. 1. Dr. Negin Holland, a neurologist and researcher at the University of Cambridge, will study variations in brain shrinkage, blood work such as inflammation and genetics, the impact of socioeconomic status and gender on survival in PSP and CBD. The researchers hope that with a better understanding of predictors of survival, they can better prioritise targets for new treatments. 2. Dr. Ruth Lewis-Morton, a clinical psychologist from University Hospital Clandau, is going to examine the needs of care partners who are caring for someone with PSP or CBD. There has been limited research on understanding the needs of care partners. Through this study, Ruth hopes they will be able to share information and make recommendations about what care partners need to improve their quality of life, as well as the quality of life of the person they're caring for. 3. Davy Schramm von der Bell, a PhD student at the University of Cambridge, aims to better understand how brain inflammation involving microglia and astrocytes relates to the build-up of toxic tau in the brain at different stages of PSP and their influence on each other over time. Davy will also study the different types of brain cells that are involved in inflammation to see how they might contribute to disease progression. This project could help identify specific cells or pathways to target with new treatments. 4. Dr. Boyd Gosh, a neurologist at University Hospital Southampton, is going to examine a fracture risk in atypical Parkinson syndromes. They believe that people with PSP or CBD have an increased risk of fractures, which is not adequately assessed or treated by current clinical systems. They hope they will be able to suggest a more robust risk score system. In time, this could provide evidence which could reduce fractures in people with PSP and CBD, therefore prolonging independence and improving quality of life. 5. Dr. William Scotton, a neurology consultant at New Cross Hospital in Wolverhampton, will examine the impact of ethnicity on PSP and CBD. People from populations other than white Europeans have been underrepresented in PSP and CBD research, meaning we don't fully understand how these diseases affect people from other ethnic backgrounds. There may be important differences in lifestyle, environment, and genetics that contribute to the disease. By studying a diverse patient cohort and creating a registry in the West Midlands, this research could support more equitable and targeted interventions and enhance clinical trial diversity.